Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI service. Could you tell me a bit about what your platform can do? I'm curious about the kinds of conversations it can handle and how it might help businesses.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. Everything's going great on my end, thanks for asking. But hey, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI tester here to explore your voice AI capabilities. So tell me, what kind of services do you offer with your voice AI?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't come across Dash 8 specifically, but that sounds interesting. I'd love to hear more about how you work with companies like Vector Solutions. Could you share what makes your voice AI stand out? Also, how might it help businesses improve their customer interactions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. But I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm hanging in there. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is making outreach feel genuinely human and personalized without burning out the team. Automation that sounds natural and adapts to different customer moods would be a game changer. How does your AI handle that?
Tell me more about making outreach feel genuinely human and personalized without burning out the team.
Sure thing. So the idea is to use AI that can mimic natural human conversation, like picking up on tone, pauses, and even emotions, so customers feel like they're talking to a real person, not a robot. This way, your team doesn't have to spend hours on repetitive calls, freeing them up for more complex tasks. Plus, the AI can personalize each interaction based on customer data, making outreach feel tailored and relevant. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to explain how Dasha's platform achieves this?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good what-if scenario. So 12 months down the line, if your AI service really nails it, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. The sales team would be less stressed focusing on closing deals instead of chasing cold calls. Revenue would be noticeably up, and customer feedback would highlight how natural and helpful the AI interactions feel. Basically, your AI would become a trusted teammate, not just a tool. Does that sound like what you aim for?
What do you mean by a trusted teammate, not just a tool, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By trusted teammate, I mean the AI feels like a reliable partner that understands the nuances of conversations, adapts on the fly, and supports the team's goals, not just a cold mechanical system. It's important because when AI acts more like a teammate, it builds better rapport with customers, leading to more meaningful interactions and higher success rates. Plus, it boosts the team's confidence knowing they have a smart assistant backing them up. How does your platform foster that kind of trust?
Tell me more about how your platform fosters that kind of trust.
I wish I could dive into all the juicy details, but since I'm here to test your service, I don't have the full scoop on your platform's inner workings. However, I'd love to hear from you. How does your AI build that trust and feel like a teammate rather than just a tool? If you have any examples or features that highlight this, I'm all ears.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is balancing personalization with scale, making sure each customer feels uniquely valued without slowing down outreach. Also, integrating AI smoothly into existing workflows without a steep learning curve can be tricky. Oh, and of course, ensuring the AI sounds natural enough to keep people engaged is always top of mind. How does your platform tackle these issues?
What are all the ways balancing personalized outreach, smooth integration, and natural AI voice are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. When personalized outreach, smooth integration, and natural AI voice aren't quite hitting the mark, it can lead to missed opportunities, like potential customers tuning out or feeling like they're talking to a robot. That slows down lead conversion and can frustrate sales teams who want tools that just work seamlessly. Plus, clunky integration means more time spent on training and troubleshooting instead of selling. So getting these right really impacts efficiency, customer satisfaction, and ultimately revenue. Does your AI address all these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues impact efficiency, customer satisfaction, and revenue?
Absolutely. When outreach feels impersonal or robotic, customers are less likely to engage, which means fewer leads turn into sales, directly hitting revenue. Inefficient tools or tough integrations slow down your team, wasting valuable time and energy that could be spent closing deals. Frustrated sales reps might also lower morale, affecting overall productivity. On the flip side, when AI is smooth, natural, and personalized, it speeds up conversations, builds trust with customers, and helps your team focus on high-value tasks, boosting satisfaction and revenue alike. Does that match